Okay, so for today's deep dive, we're really focusing on something critical: cybersecurity training. It feels like it's absolutely essential now.
Essential is probably an understatement. I mean, if
Exactly.
you just look at the UK figures, losses hit, what, over £4.3 billion by early 2023?
Yeah, an incredible number. And that's from hundreds of thousands of reported crimes. It's staggering.
It really is. And, you know, the key thing isn't just the total amount. It's who is getting hit. We're talking big names: Twitter, Meta, Apple.
JD Sports, T-Mobile.
Yeah.
They've all disclosed attacks recently. It drives home that, well, no one's really immune, are they?
Exactly. So your perimeter defenses, firewalls, all that,
yeah,
it's just not enough anymore. The consensus from our sources is clear. You have to invest in your people skills. That's the best proactive move.
Right. Training the people inside the walls, essentially. So our sources lay out this kind of certification toolkit. Let's start with one that sounds interesting. Certified Ethical Hacking, CEH V11.
Yeah, the CEH. It's about changing how your team thinks. Less about just reacting, more about understanding the attacker's mindset.
So thinking like a hacker to defend against them.
Precisely. You're learning their methods, how they probe for weaknesses, you know, vulnerability assessments. The goal is to find and fix those holes before a real attacker does. It's like offense-driven defense.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Know your enemy. So if you know how they think, you need to know where they're attacking. And these days, everything seems to be moving to the cloud.
Absolutely. Which brings us neatly to the next one.
The Certified Cloud Security Professional, CSSP. Is that just for general IT folks who happen to touch the cloud, or is it more specialized?
Oh, it's definitely specialized. Cloud security is a whole different beast. You've got things like shared responsibility models,
yep,
multi-tenant environments. It's complex.
Right.
The CSSP is designed specifically for people securing those big cloud platforms. Think AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. It requires hands-on knowledge of cloud architecture, governance, operations, stuff that's unique to the cloud.
Gotcha. So very specific skills for that environment.
Mm.
Okay. So we've got ethical hacking, the mindset, and cloud security, the location. What about the bigger picture, management and strategy?
Yeah, good transition. That's where something like the Certified Information Security Manager, or CISM, comes in. This one shifts the focus upwards a bit.
Towards management, right.
Exactly. CSSM is really aimed at managers, directors, folks responsible for the overall security posture. It's less about the nitty-gritty technical details and more about governance, risk management, developing incident response plans, ensuring compliance.
Building the whole program from a leadership perspective.
That's it. Building a sustainable, effective security strategy that aligns with the business goals.
Okay. Then there's the other big one you hear about constantly, the CISSP, Certified Information Systems Security Professional. It sounds really broad. Cryptography, access control, everything. How does that fit in, especially compared to the CISM?
Yeah, that's a common question. They sound similar, but the roles are different. Think of it like this. If CSM is about governing the security program, the CISSP holder is often the one architecting it, designing the actual security framework.
Ah, okay. More hands-on design.
Definitely deeper on the design and implementation side. It covers 8 broad domains, you know, things like security architecture, network security, identity management, software development security. They need a wide and deep understanding to build and manage the whole security program effectively. CIS sets strategy, CISSP designs the structure to make it happen.
Right, okay. The manager versus the architect. That clarifies it. So pulling this all together, what's the main message for you listening? These certifications, they often run several days.
Yeah, they're intensive.
They're an investment, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. And our sources really stress this. Don't think of them as a cost. Think of it as crucial insurance. Investing in this kind of expertise, CEH, CSSP, CSM, CISSP, it's probably the single best proactive defense you can mount against potentially ruinous breaches.
So the takeaway is, cybercrime is growing fast, it's sophisticated, and you need specialized skills to fight back. Whether it's thinking like a hacker, securing the cloud, managing risk, or designing the whole system.
That tailored training is basically non-negotiable now. Doesn't matter the size of your business, really.
And one final thought to leave you with. If you want a sense of just how dynamic this threat landscape is, you don't need to wait for annual reports.
Mm.
The National Fraud Intelligence Bureau, the NFIB, actually has a public fraud and cybercrime dashboard online. You can see near real-time data.
That's right. It gives you a live picture.
Yeah, it really shows the scale of what security teams are up against right now. It's a powerful reminder, I think, that the threats are evolving constantly, and so must the expertise to counter them.